Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, December 17th, and this is Taylor St. Theos, Council 8 volunteer, reporting, and together we will do better. Management is offering a 3-month special leave of absence for the period of February through April 2014. Requests can be submitted using LOAREQ in Unimatic. Enter SP for the type of leave of absence, and 1:31 through 4:30 for the dates. Bidding will close at 0800 Central Time on January 15, 2014. Any potential 30-day AMP for February will be awarded after the special leave of absence is awarded. Bidding for the January 2014 30-day AMP closed yesterday. You can determine if you are awarded this AMP by checking DSPREQ field in Unimatic. Crew scheduling has confirmed that additional 30-day AMP for January may be awarded later this month, after the relief process is completed on December 26th. So you should leave your request on file and check back often if you are still interested in having off for the month of January. If you decide to bid for this leave, it is important to carefully review the company's special leave of absence information, particularly as it pertains to insurance, past travel, vacation, and sick leave accrual. Special leave status will affect each of these benefits and could also affect seniority accrual if on special leave status for more than 180 days in a 12-month period, as outlined in Section 23B of our contract. Currently, 740 members have submitted a bid for the upcoming 2014 voluntary furlough, scheduled to commence on April 1, 2014 and conclude on March 30, 2015. Bidding for the voluntary furlough will close on January 8, 2014 at 0800 Central Time. Bidding for the Partnership Program 11 is also open and will close on January 13, 2014 at 0800 Central Time. The Partnership Program exists solely to avoid any involuntary furloughs. The voluntary furlough offers schedule, flexibility, and maintenance of some benefits with a return to work after the voluntary furlough period, and may be a good option for members to take advantage of scholastic activities, pursue travel, or spend time, more time with family. Additionally, the partnership program, if implemented, will allow for a more flexible schedule and provide you with the ability to continue flying with additional time off to pursue other areas of interest in your life. For additional information, please contact your local council office and check our website for a voluntary furlough information that's updated. If you are interested in bidding for voluntary furlough, please refer to the voluntary furlough information packet dated November 18, 2013, and read it carefully. We are pleased to announce a new and improved contract section on our website, unitedafa.org. Now the contract is fully searchable and the sections can be displayed directly rather than by having to download each section as a PDF. This new functionality will allow you to access contract topics more quickly and easily and is generally more user-friendly. A great deal of work went into this upgrade and we know you will find it useful. If you would like to update your past travel eligibles, you have until December 30, 2013 at 1900 Central Time to do so. This date was incorrectly reported as December 20th previously. Changes you are considering because of this newly primary friend classification are also due by December 30th. Management provided incorrect information to those returning to work from voluntary furlough. Specifically, medical documentation must be submitted to United Medical by January 3rd, 2014, not January 10th, 2014. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United Airlines.